All right, at this moment, if you are scheduled to be baptized today, so Melissa and Rebecca, Brian and Tracy, if you guys could come up here, please. I know they've been dreading this. I've got several emails like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm scared. What we're going to do is we're going to use George's mic, just so we know which one to cue up. You guys got your Cliff Notes? Come on up. Yep, microphone and all. And so what I would like everybody to do is just give them a nice listen and a warm prayer for their peace as they go through this. It's always hard to stand before people and speak to them, and especially when you don't do it on a regular basis. So just a lot of grace for the moment. But this is a very important part. I can't encourage you enough that what you start here today, please continue with everybody that you meet. Let it be a part of your DNA and who you are and how you profess Christ. Because your story woven into Christ's story becomes a very powerful story. Because people, it's hard to look at God and go, oh yeah, he's a great God, until we start hearing the stories of other people and how he has changed lives. Because that's what people are looking for, is change. And so we're going to share that a little bit. So who wants to go first? Think about it this way. The first one to go is the first one to be done. All right, so speak into the mic. Now, Brian, I sent a bunch of questions, and it looks like you got them there verbatim. So if you just want to read them, be my guest.
The first question that was asked is, when did you first come to realize you needed Jesus in your life? I first realized that I needed Jesus about a year ago. It was the day before Easter last year. I'd grown up in a Catholic household where we only attended church on weddings, funerals, etc. Went through a bunch of the different catechism classes and such when Tracy and I got married, just to satisfy that portion of it for the marriage itself, to be married in a Catholic church. We came here to River of Life a couple years ago for a baptism for Mason and Mackenzie Selbach, several others as well. And ever since then, I kind of felt God pulling on me to come back and do something. But it wasn't until kind of last year, Tracy and I were going through some issues in our marriage. We'd kind of hit rock bottom.
Just take your time. That's good.
Sorry. We're in a real bad spot and wasn't really sure what to do. Called up one of my friends, Jared Selbach, had him come and pray for me and kind of try to give me some guidance. Struggled throughout the rest of the day. And that night, kind of dropped to my knees and just begged him to save me, begged him to fix us, just begged for forgiveness, and he gave it to us. He told me that he wanted Tracy and I to work things out and stay together, and that's where we're at today. All right, second question. See, my answer for that is right in here, too. How did it feel when you first made that realization? I felt a sense of relief, some calmness, just serenity to know that everything was going to be okay. I had somebody there watching my back. It just made me feel really good about everything. Then once it kind of sank in, then I started thinking, okay, now what do I need to do? You know, am I going to be good enough? What do I need to do to fulfill this life? And then I got a little bit of anxiety, but overall, things have gotten a lot better. Question three, who is a key person in this journey? I kind of have several. Initially, it was Jared and Jen Selbach. They gave me a lot of different passages to look at, a lot of different verses that helped me get through a lot of the tough times. But since then, it's been my wife, Tracy. She's been there with me every step of the way. She's helped me. She's prayed with me. We've done different things, and it's just, She's been pivotal in me getting to where I'm at today. Next question, number four, was how do you feel your life has changed since coming to Jesus? Obviously, I feel it's very positive. I've been exposed to a lot of different things. I've been asked to be a small part of the worship team here. We've done different life groups. I feel that every day is a blessing. I'm very thankful every day. I wake up and am just in a positive mood. Overall, just everything has gotten a lot better. And question five, what excites you now about being a Christian? Just knowing that I don't have to face any of the adversity alone. There's a sense of calmness that comes over me when I get into a stressful situation that I can call out, I can pray, and I know that everything's going to be okay and that I'm going to be able to work through everything.
All right, bro. Amen. So, Brian, just real quick, it takes a huge man to stand up before and actually shed tears, especially when you're in the profession you are. I know it's difficult, so love you for that. And the second thing is, I'll speak for Aaron and Faith, there is no small part of worship. And the fact that you volunteered and you're on the team and that you're working towards it, that's a huge thing. I'm thankful, I know they're thankful, and I know the church is thankful that you're volunteering. So, what Christ has done in the last year, watching you and Tracy as she gives her testimony here, has been very impressive. And so it's been great to watch you guys do it. And I thank Jen and Jared for the role they played in it. That's just it. It's not always the pastor that gets the job done. In fact, very seldom is it the pastor once you get to a church of 100 people or so, because you're so busy taking care of everything. To lead a person step by step becomes very difficult. You got so many people coming and going. So it takes the members of the church. It takes a disciple who's willing to teach another person to be a disciple, to come forward and to raise them up and to bring them along. And so, Jared, Jen, thank you very much. You've done a wonderful job with him, and God has been so powerful in your lives and in his life, so I just want to say thanks. All right, who's next? Because we do have things to get to.
All right. When did you first come to realize you needed Jesus in your life? Growing up in a Catholic Irish family, he was always in our life, but I didn't fully understand what that meant or how that really impacted my life. In a recent testimony here, I thought the person was speaking to me, almost giving my testimony. We had similar struggles with depression and alcohol, growing up in a church but not knowing what it meant to be a Christian until now. Hearing that someone else had been there was very comforting. When my best friend and my mom first came ill, I was very angry with God and yelled at him numerous times why he was taking someone like her who was so into her faith and trusted him with everything. When she passed in November 2012, I crumbled. I could easily drink myself into a don't care, I don't really remember state of mind, which I did many times. At this time in my life, I had already lost so many memories that I should have cherished, but were either someone else's stories or blurred memories of mine. In April of last year, I found myself in the darkest spot in my life. My irresponsible drinking, depression, and self-destruction was ruining my family and my marriage and me. I now beg God to guide me. I was ready, and here I am today. How do you feel when you first made the realization? I had so many emotions, a sense of peace. I was at ease. I was overwhelmed with happiness. I knew that everything was going to be okay because I believed. Who was the key person in your journey? I also had many people that were key people. My biggest was my mom. Although she didn't know it, the last few months of her life, I knew and saw that she was at peace and ready for eternal life. She wasn't angry, and that was calming to me. I now know why she was at calm and peace. Second, my husband and my girls, they wanted me back, and they wanted to know Jesus, and we were looking for a place to belong, and we fit in here. There have been so many different people along the journey, all at different crucial parts. The cell box, the Gladoms, our life group has been amazing, and Pastor Scott. And I wouldn't be here today without any of you, so thank you. How do you feel your life has changed since coming to Jesus? It's been amazing. My life as a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a friend has truly changed since coming to Jesus, and is changing for the better every day. I have become a better person because of it. I now have this amazing life and family without judgment. My marriage has become so much stronger because of what we have been through, and our love is so much deeper. I feel incredibly blessed. What excites you about being a Christian now? The people that have come into my life and continue to come into my life. It has been a true miracle that I was chosen to be loved by Jesus and this amazing family. I am now living a happier life, confessing my sins, and know that he has forgiven me. Getting to know his word and to guide me through the rest of my life.
Thank you. All right, Rebecca.
I've believed in Jesus since childhood, but it wasn't until a few months ago I realized how depressed and hurt some of the things in my life had brought me to come. And I had made a very big mistake in my life that brought me to a wonderful person who brought me here to River of Life Church, and I met a lot of people and a lot of friends and started learning from God's word and the Bible and praying and seeing my life change. When I made the realization that all the decisions I had been making in my life were controlled by me and not by God, I realized that's when I needed him most. I was really scared and uncertain when I did that. I've seen Jesus work in my life, but I would continuously try to control it. The key people in my journey is my mother, continuously, but the person I met, you.
Take your time.
Months ago was Kelly Zolke. She's amazing. She's always there for me when I need her. She brought me here where I've met wonderful people, Brenda and Janet and Linda and Beth, Pastor Scott. I've let go of so much hurt and pain that I've had bottled up inside me for years. And I just feel happy, relieved, positive. I'm facing troubles in my life, but I've never been happier. What excites me most about being a Christian now? The new life and journey with God and Jesus by my side. Knowing that I can trust his plan for my life and let him guide me through, and I don't have to control it. And just being a part of this wonderful community. Thank you.
Oh boy. Okay, so my burner wasn't working this morning, and I'm going with my heart. When did you first come to realize that you needed Jesus in your life? 2013 was my breaking point, and I knew I needed nothing else more in my life than to have him with me continuously. The past 2 years have been quite a struggle for me, and if I didn't have him in my life, I would not be here today. He's done wonders in my life, and I'm so grateful. He's brought me to this church. He's brought me to amazing, amazing friendships that have grown throughout the past 2 years. I've met some amazing people here and outside. And again, I wouldn't be able to be here today with you if it weren't for him. How did it feel when you first made that realization? I was scared, but it felt amazing. I knew that I had him to back me up. I had confidence, and knowing that I could just depend on him. The key people in my life, there's numerous. There's so many people outside of this church. There's so many people in this church today, everybody. But my mother has been a very big support system for me throughout this journey. She brought me to him as well, and I've watched her grow, and she's watched me grow, and I've continued to grow. And my children, if they, Brianna and Braylon, didn't support me every weekend here, I wouldn't. I want to just thank you guys for being there for your mama. How do you feel your life has changed since coming to Jesus? Amazing. It's been amazing. The one word, I smile. Just I come in here and smile. I love it. it's scary, but I know that I can have confidence and continue to grow and just be a stronger person every day for that. What excites you about being a Christian? What doesn't excite me? That was the first thing that came to my mind, was what does not excite me? Knowing that my kids are following him and interested in him and wanting to continue to grow with me. The support from the community, the amazing family that I have and friends and just everybody. It's amazing. I love to be able to share my experiences. I love to be able to share my faith. I love to be able to share everything every day, even outside of here, just meeting new people and being able to continue that.
All right, what I'm going to have the four of you do is just step right down here. We're going to pray over you real quickly here. Do you have any family that you'd like to invite up, or anybody else that wants to join them that's been crucial to their walk of life? Please come up and join. This whole area should be full. It takes a village. As you heard their stories, you can hear all the different people and all the different ways that Christ infiltrated their life and came in and touch there personally. And so don't ever think that you don't have an important part or that you aren't part of it, okay? We each have a role, and so we all have to kind of take that up and run with it. So as soon as everybody gets up here, like I said, this should be a nice full place. Try not to knock over the communion table. All right, church, if you guys could stand. Well, let the pictures first. Nope, that's good. All right, Bill. All right, if everybody could stand and extend out a hand. Oh, holy God, we come before you. As the great creator, you've blessed us with everything around us. You've sent us your Son as a calling card of who you are and what it means to live your life. Lord God, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lay ourselves down, to present ourselves as a sacrifice that will glorify you with everything we say, everything we do. Lord, these four people are today going to confess their faith, but even more so, Lord, they are going to proclaim their love for you, their dedication to you, and their willingness, Lord, to be your disciples, to be your children, to be those who go out and glorify you in how they act, how they speak, those people's lives they touch. Lord God, they're taking up the gauntlet to be your soldier. Lord, we ask that you protect them through their faith. Let it shield them from that which the devil will definitely throw at them. Because when we come in your name, he trembles. His demons know who you are, Jesus, and even they tremble. So, Lord, we carry your name everywhere that we go, and we proudly proclaim that you are our God, our Lord, our Savior. Lord, we pray this through your name, Jesus Christ, and by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.